on Instagram now.
Not on Facebook yet.
No, we're on Facebook. Yep. They're watching us. So we are here tonight with Colleen.
Hi, everybody.
Colleen is a certified pet aromatherapist. So if you have any questions or concerns, ideas about how to like holistically care for your fur babies, cats and dogs, Colleen is definitely the person to ask and talk to. So we're just finishing up the last few minutes, letting a few more people.
How do I make it public?
Online? Mm-hmm. So up next to the name, there's that little bitty arrow. Click the little arrow.
Got it. Your friends.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
So.
We are live and public now. Yay.
Hello, Elizabeth.
And we have Lachelle and Jerome there with Petals from a Black Rose. Some of our local people joining in. So why don't we get rolling? So again, Colleen, you're a certified pet aromatherapist.
I am certified in animal aromatherapy. I've had a love for animals since I was born. I think I rode my first horse when I was 5, started showing horses when I was very small. I've been showing dogs for the last 30-something years. Always been into natural stuff, crystals, over 30 years using aromatherapy. I decided to get certified just to get more knowledge of what animals can have reactions to. I know what worked for me, but I wanted more knowledge, so I did that through the Ashi School. I use crystals in all my products. My dogs and my cat are very attuned to crystals. I brought some examples of some pictures. This was, I don't know if you can see this, because it's got a glare, but Amanda's Point. Can you see it? Amanda's Point I just bought last week. And so I took it and put it next to my pillow, and that's where Marie went. I mean, she put her foot there, and then she turned over, and there's a whole queen-size bed. She can go wherever she wants, and that's where she loves the crystal. So I show dogs, and my dogs are sport dogs, so sometimes they, just like us, they get body aches and pains. So here's Ray with rose quartz. That was after coursing. I show dogs, and my dogs are sport dogs, so they.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
And here's another example of him with some rose quartz. And this dog is a border collie in a min pin suit. He does never sit still, so you can tell that he's really enjoying working with the crystals. I know a lot of people that come up here buy crystals, and you can see how what you work with yourself, what your animals, will be drawn to. Just don't use anything that would be toxic, like wolfenite or malachite, anything that would be toxic or water soluble toxic. In case they lick it, you don't want them to have any toxic reaction. I like to use palm type stones. You can, work on their neck. Even if you pet them with it, your dogs, your cats, lay with them. They really, especially if you have dogs with phobias, thunder phobias or fireworks or, reactive dogs or rescue dogs, these really help. Rose quartz is the number one hit. I use wands too. Dogs and cats, just like people, can get tension in their necks and in their backs and in their legs. Older dogs, they have arthritis. You can do all these things just like you do with yourself, and you'll really find they like it. Rose quartz, again, is the go-to. They really like that. Lepidolite is really good. That's another good one.
There's the lithium in it, right?
Yeah, the lithium. So that lithium really helps us, and it helps them too. This blue-green kyanite is a huge hit. They love this. I discovered today I have 70 massage wands. I didn't know I had that many. I counted, and then I was like, oh my god, this is 70. And again, blue kyanite, anything that's really, that you're drawn to, that's a healing stone, is a known healing stone. And angelite is another really good one. And we do have some examples here of what you have available. There are some amethyst.
So they would want to use the amethyst for what? Like if they're somewhat hyper?
Hyper
or tense?
Is grounding. That Amanda's Point that Marie so drawn to. She's kind of a, you know, she's Marie Laveau. She's very, you know, active, and it just kind of helps ground them and bring them down a little bit, and is very relaxing. So amethyst is a good one too. For cats and smaller dogs, we have some rose quartz hearts here. So those will work good. And a roller, you can even do a roller. Dogs and cats get a lot of tension in their faces too. You know, you notice, like, especially cats, they like to have their head scratched here. So the roller, you wouldn't think of it naturally because you think that's for your own facial roller, but the same could be used for a dog or a cat. Dogs too, right in the bridge of their, you know, between their eyes and the bridge of their nose, that's a really good place to relieve tension. A lot of people don't realize that animals get that same kind of tension that we do. When we get a headache or we get, you know, a muscle ache or a neck ache, same thing. They get the same thing. So there's also jade, which is excellent, and one in ventrine in the roller. And then I just pulled out a couple, you know, good. This is a good kind of stone to use, especially if you're work. And don't force it on an animal. They're usually really drawn. They're really drawn to crystals. You wouldn't. Raylan, when I bring crystals home, he goes wherever. He doesn't see where I put them, and he goes wherever. But they are. I let him out of his crate. He knows that I'm like, okay. So black tourmaline is another favorite of mine. All my dogs have black tourmaline on their collars. They all have black tourmaline for protection and to repel any negativity. That's one of my favorite. I have black tourmaline all over my house. I'm an addict.
It's a pretty good stone.
Yeah. And this, I found this one over there and I was like, well, this might come home with me. You never know. But anything that you can kind of hold so you can, you know, if you're going to pet them or, you know, my dogs actually have, some of them have crystals in their crates. If you have a dog that eats things, don't do that. Or chews. What you can do if say you're going to be, away and your dog might get upset if it's in a crate or what I do too, is I have, they have pouches, with tumble stones tied on their crate where they can't get to them, but at least you know that they're getting, you know, the feeling from the crystal. So you can do that too. I have little leather bags too. I didn't know.
Well, Kathy here on Instagram, her questions are, my cats are all seniors and the oldest one, who's 13, is going blind in one eye. What's the best thing that she could do for the kitty?
The crystals would be a great thing to help with that. Even they like to be near them. I have big pieces of rose quartz that are by the dog beds and they gravitate towards those. Or I have those raw rose quartz. They're like in the bottom of a bed with a blanket on top of it. So that would be a really good thing for your cats. If you've got tumbled stones or something like the palm stone and you could put them, you know, where they're sleeping or next to them, that would be a great source of comfort for them.
So stones that help with like vision.
Vision and lapidolite would be another good one because it's very calming, very relaxing. Amethyst, anything that's going to calm, angelite, anything that's going to be more calming.
Right. I think off the top of my head, like carnelian, I believe, helps with some eyesight in the head.
Yeah. And if they're older, it'll help give them energy too. Carnelian would be a good little bit of a boost. So
putting it like in their sleeping place.
In their sleeping place. Mm-hmm.
Because I know, like, the one time I tried to put a collar or a little tidbit with, like, little things on with my cat, it became his mission to get that off.
Yeah, and that can be very dangerous. If it's not a breakaway collar, they can actually strangle, and you don't want that to happen. So it's better to put it in their bed or,
So better know. That way than trying to get it on collars.
Right, and I even, before I changed my water situation with the dogs, I had a bowl that, I don't know, a lot of people that have cats know they have the little things that hang that you can grow the little cat grass and you can hang them on their water thing. I actually put rose quartz crystals in little tumbled ones and it was hanging on their water and they actually wouldn't drink the water unless the rose quartz crystals were in there. My dogs are weird. They're very in tune to things. So that's another thing you can put either a bigger piece of rose quartz by their water, not necessarily in their water, but by their water. And that helps, especially if you're away and you have dogs right. that have,
Anxiety,
or you know, they worry when you go. That will all help them.
Yeah, it's. I've always, even for people, like the big thing is like the gem crystal waters, and I always get nervous because everybody wants to jump on board with that. But there are so many that are toxic.
That are toxic. Or water soluble. Lipidolite is going to degrade in water, and then you're going to have lithium water, and then, that's not so good.
Yeah. So, you know, putting the stones near the pitcher, mm-hmm. near the water bowl, near the food bowl.
Near the food bowl.
The energy is still getting into the food, but you don't have to worry about poisoning.
Right.
Your poor
The adverse of that, though, is I did breed and show fish for quite a while, and I did breed bust and show feta that won the convention. I actually use in my fish tanks rose quartz and amethyst. So people with aquariums, you will notice that your fish would gravitate only use to, if you're going to use for fish, only use tumbled or, you know, smooth. You don't want to use anything like the rough in case there's any sediment from whatever it was dug out of. We don't know what's in that, so we don't want any toxic metals or anything leaching out into the water. But yeah, tumbled. So if you have a betta tank, they will love, even if you get marble, you know, amethyst marbles or rose quartz marbles, but make sure it's not water soluble or toxic. So stick with those.
So we're going to stay away from lepidolite. We're going to stay away from malachite, malacola, just because the malachite in there.
Anything that has a heavy metal, component to it.
Bad things happen.
Yeah, we don't want that. A lot of you that come here, I know Melissa sells out of my smudge spray continuously. This is my smudge spray. So I do, I did bring a couple of my animal products. My Calm One's my best seller. I ship it all over the country. It is used for dogs, people, and horses. We don't want to use essential oils on cats. They have an enzyme. They lack the enzyme that allows them to assimilate a chemical toxicity. So they can actually go into liver failure. So you don't want to do that. And I will give you some tips on what to do if you have fleas, et cetera, after we talk about the Calm One. Calm One is huge with people with PTSD, people with phobias, people that are nervous in certain situations. It was formulated for dogs and horses. It's not a perfume. It's for the effect. The aromatherapy is for the effect that you're going to get. So you don't want to, you know, swathe yourself in it thinking I'm not, you will smell it. And you will feel the effects of it. I have people that have tried everything that had dogs that were car sick, that are no longer car sick because of this product. I vend a lot of dog shows. So I tell people to.
Okay. No, how much?
Oh, 12. Okay. It's $12. And there's quartz in this bottle. I give people a tester. Go spray your dog's crate, come back. And literally 99% of the time, I sell it and they come back and they continue to come back. So what you do with this product is, again, if you're going to go away and you have a dog that worries when you go away, you can spray their if they're in a crate, you can spray their crate. Mm-hmm. I like to spray their chest right in between their legs, their front legs. So that way, if they're moving around, it kind of wafts up here. You don't ever want to spray them in the face. That's just rude. Start off with 1 to 2 sprays. You don't want
to. Unless they're being really bad.
No, I actually had to make a sign for my booth that said, do not, because I had so many people come up to my booth with their dogs and I'd spray them in the face. And I'm just like, would you like me to spray you in the face with
sign? Didn't you learn from all those perfume people?
Perfume people. Like, we don't like to be accosted by perfume ladies. We don't need, you know. So I start off with 1 to 2 sprays and watch their reaction, because you can always build, but you don't need to overwhelm them. Dogs smell, you know, way better than we do. So that's why it's we don't need to overwhelm them. And then you can repeat as needed. But this product with people and animals is my number one seller because it really works. It's my own proprietary blend. I came up with it. And I'm very proud of it because it's helped a lot of people and a lot of animals. And then for people, I make it in a roller form as well.
So if you were somebody that had a dog and a cat and you sprayed it on the dog, is there a safety issue for the cat if they play together?
But you don't want to spray the cat, and you always want to, if you're going to, I mean, there's the school where I was certified through that they say don't even diffuse or anything like that. And then there's other theories that as long as they can get out of the room, like if you're going to diffuse, if there's airflow, you don't want them trapped in the room with the diffuser, et cetera. I have a cat. I make all this stuff. I spray all this stuff. I steam my floors and put I drop some lemongrass when I steam the floor. As long as he can get away, I've never had a problem. Okay. You just don't want to physically put oils on a cat. So the people version is very, very popular as well. It's in a roller, so you can just roll it. We don't want to use this particular one on dogs. We use the spray or horses. I've had trainers that had a horse in a really bad trailer accident that head was scalped and used this, and he got back on the trailer and it was a miracle. It was great. It really works well for horses. So this is 12 and then the roller's 10.
If you're interested in anything, put it in the comments, because some of these aren't on the website yet. So just make a mention in the comments and we'll set it aside for you. We have multiples of each one available.
And I do custom stuff as well. And I can add, I have a great variety of crystals that I can add in the products. These have quartz. The Palo has black tourmaline. These have quartz, both of these, but I can put amethyst. I have a huge variety of chips that I can put in there.
Evaluate your spirit. Which one are you asking about for the milligrams? It seems to be a little bit of a lag for questions compared to where we are. So just let us know and we'll answer that for you. In the meantime, like what prompted you to start looking for non-conventional methods for working with your animals?
I don't like to use chemicals myself. I have a lot of health problems myself, and I've always found natural works better for me. And, with all the cancer, I lost my dad to a brain tumor. And I don't use any topical chemical heartworm or flea and tick. I don't use any internal. The internal heartworm I use is actual cattle warmer, just a tiny, tiny micro. It's literally like a drop that they get. I don't like to use any chemicals on the dogs. I'm not a chemical person.
Oh, she was asking about the dog spray, like the size.
It's 2 ounces. 2 ounces.
2 ounces for the $12.
2 ounces for $12. And you will, even if you use it daily, it will last you a while. I mean, I have agility competitors that show every weekend and they're using it on themselves and the dogs are. And
that's made with a high grade essential oil.
A very high grade. The store Lush, I don't know if there's one in Beechwood. It's very, very high end organic soap and it's all organic. I buy my essential oils from the same place they buy their essential oils from. They're very expensive. And in fact, I almost had a heart attack. I told Melissa, we're going to talk about my tick product, which is quickly becoming my bestseller because ticks are insane. And now there's all these new tick-borne diseases. But the oil that I use in my tick product went from $66 to $127.
Ooh.
Yes, I could buy a lesser grade, but I'm not going to. That's just, I want my dogs to have the best and I want to share the best with everybody else and their animals as well. That's just how it rolls. So.
Sure. So what would be like the, a substitute to use for the cats for like calming and like, spray wise, like if we have the stones and the stones by themselves, like there's some effect, but not quite what we need, like what would be a substitute for oils?
There are some, edible type things that you could get. It's hard. It's just hard because, and there, the sad thing is there are a lot of products that are aromatherapy products out there that are made for dogs and cats that should not be used on dogs and cats. Like there's products that have cedarwood oil in them and peppermint oil. You should never put those on a dog.
Sandra wants to know what you recommend for partially torn ligaments, CCL in a dog.
Okay. This right here.
Okay.
This is, I formulated this pain blend for Rogue. Rogue is one of my min pins. He's known all over the world. He's been number one in the country. He has neck and back issues. And I formulated this for him, which turned out to be my third bestseller. Because people with knee problems and joint problems, they try the tester and then they buy three of them. It is in Tamanu oil, which is a nut oil. So if you have a nut allergy, you can't use this. This is for dogs and people. If you're going to use it on arthritis in a dog, what you want to do, it's very thick. It doesn't smell the best, but it really works. So what you want to do is roll it on your fingers and then work it into that area. You don't want to get hair in the roller ball. So it does not take a lot, and this will last you a while. I use it all the time, and it really works. And for yourself as well, just as long as you don't have a nut allergy, because we don't want anybody having, toxic.
Do dogs have nut allergies?
Not that I'm aware, but people. If the people are going to use it, just put it on their wonder, like, people are going to use it on their. I mean, they're
dogs eat nuts very often.
You don't have men pins. Men pins eat dirt
like
and
peanut
lean.
Butter. Because I was thinking, like, you know,
oh, yeah,
sometimes
like peanut butter.
Dick,
they do eat peanut
know?
Butter.
But I'm like, oh, do dogs
you
get
can,
that
there can be allergies to,
they,
to a lot of
they
things.
Could.
I mean, there you have to be. Everything is a learning curve. So I, you know, tell people when you first use. I've knock on wood, never had anybody with a reaction. But same as people, you never know. You know, animals can have reactions as well. I've never this had one, true. Thankfully. But this for your older arthritic dogs, really, I'm telling you, is amazing. And it doesn't take a lot. Just put it's thick. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't smell great. But there's arnica in here. St. John's wort. It's I have all kind of joint issues. I use it. I have a lot of friends that have joint issues. They all use it. They carry it with them everywhere. This is a great product for that. And then when we move on to my flea sensitive, this is for fleas, flies, and mosquitoes for people, horses, and dogs. It's in fractionated coconut oil, so it's not just going to be like a water base, so it's going to stay on. When using it for yourself, you can just spray it on and rub it in. You can spray it on your clothes. I spray it on my shoes and in my pants, like if I'm going to be out in the woods or whatever.
What's the cost of the pain blend roller?
A 10.
10.
And there's quartz in that one. If you have smooth coated dogs like I do, you can just spray them and then wipe it down. You don't need a lot. You'll have an oil slick. You don't want an oil slick. You can just spray them. And then if you have something like a golden or a border collie, something that has feathers and furnishings or a mixed breed that has longer hair, what you want to do is spray it on your hands. Always shake the bottle. Spray it on your hands. Work it through their feathers on their front legs, their furnishings on their back legs, their tail, their ears. You don't need to soak them. And people ask, how do we know when to respray? Well, you smell it. If you can still smell it pretty well, you're okay. Just humidity, temperature, that's a big, you know, we're already getting into hot and humid.
Sandra, we'll put one aside for you.
Pain blend. Oh, the pain blend. Okay.
So that if you have a problem with fleas, with cats, first of all, I groomed dogs for 20 years. I was a groomer for 20 years. What you need to do is get them out of your house first. It doesn't do any good to kill them on the cat or the dog if you don't do your house. And a lot of people forget to do their car, especially because fleas can travel with you. Fleas can travel if your dog's in the car. So and they'll have that issue with people a lot. They'd say, oh, you know, we bombed the house, we did the dog, and then did you do your car? No. Well, there you go. So what you can do naturally, I always, if I had Jack Russells for 30 years and we hunted them and stuff, so they'd occasionally pick up a flea if we were out. Dawn is the best flea shampoo there is, as far as I'm concerned. No pyrethrins, no anything like that. Use Dawn. Do not use a lot of Dawn. You can use Dawn on cats as well. Don't get it in their eyes, but you don't need a lot. Not like with regular pet shampoo where your Dawn is like, you know, gets grease out of your way. Well, it gets, and you will be rinsing for a week if you use a lot. So use the Dawn, start at their head. Don't get it in their eyes. Work it in, because as soon as you get a dog or a cat wet, fleas go to the ears, tail, underneath, they go, that's where they go. So, and then let them sit for at least 5 minutes and then rinse really well. And then what you can do is get a flea comb to check in between. And take some masking tape or some of that clear packing tape and make a loop around your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're combing, when you get the little suckers in there, you just on the tape and then it's gone, disposable. And
so they can't jump back on.
Yeah. And it works. It works really well. They make these where they're just the plastic, like a little square. I like the one with the handle just because it's easier to, and you can get these. They're cheap
anywhere.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about this when we do the tick thing in the future, but this is a tick spoon. So if you have a tick, and these are real cheap too. Instead of trying to, cause you don't want to pull the tick and leave the head in there, because then that causes infection. And that's how you get disease, because it's saliva and still all in there still. So just scoop them out. But there's a little, you can see there's a little notch in there. So you just I'm looking at the iPad. you just scooch in and get the little head in there and then
pull them out.
Yeah, pull them out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never seen those.
Yeah. I didn't know they made such a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
And again, my fat cat stays indoors unless he manages to push a screen out. So now I have to drop my windows from the top and put the screen up so he doesn't get out.
Well, I just want to warn everybody. I've owned my property for 22 years. I have 2 acres of trees. I've never had a tick in 22 years. And last weekend I brought 3 ticks in and I was like appalled. I mean, the little fast ones, not the fat ones, the little fast ones. And you know, there's a lot of tick-borne disease going around for that can cause a lot of major health problems.
Yep.
So just check, because we did not have a bad winter and it didn't really freeze that much. And
we still have the ticks coming around.
Yeah. I mean, and they were out early.
If you have a piece of property, you may want to look into getting guineas.
Or the little guinea birds.
Yeah. I've had chickens before. I've had chickens
guineas specifically hunt ticks. They love ticks.
Yeah. Possums do too. People are like, oh, forget. Yeah. I love possums and I have possums all
the
time.
I can't go buy a possum and throw them in my yard. No. So.
See, I had chickens before I had Raylan, and Raylan would have, you know, Kentucky Fried if I chickens now, because he's like, Mr. He would it would not be a good thing if he had the chickens. One thing I do want to say, and I don't, you know, I know there are a lot of people that are in love with their essential oil companies. I don't have any problems with that. I don't care what kind of oil you use. But there are certain MLM companies that in their little books that they, material that they give you, I saw somebody do a talk on this and I was appalled and shook my head and it almost fell off, that were telling people to put essential oil neat on dog and cat paw pads and on their gums. Do not do this. I've worked as a vet tech. This is not something that you want to do. So that's my PSA about that. Do not put full strength oil on a dog's paw pads, because that goes right into their bloodstream or into their gums.
Oh, so Rhonda in West Virginia was saying the kitties make good watchdogs too. Protein allergy from a tick bite. So like, let's say if one of your animals, dog or cat, you know, does have flea bites or tick bites, like what's a good way to soothe that so they quit scratching at it?
I have another product, which I did not bring that, but if anybody wants it, I am more than happy to bring anything up here to Melissa's. It's just, I love coming up here and she can't get rid of me when I come up here. I end up, you know, with a basket of
it's
stuff.
It's 7 o'clock, go home.
She's like, I'm turning the lights off. She's like, really? Yeah. So it's not a problem. I have a product called MCT Shinol. It is fractionated coconut oil. It's coconut oil that will never, it's not going to solidify. Like if you buy a coconut oil at the store, you know, it's solid, then it's hot out, then it's liquid, then it's hot. This is right. Not going to, so, and it's in a 2 ounce spray like this. It's $10. It works very well for rashes or bites or anything that you need to soothe. And it's not toxic. My dogs love to lick each other after I spray them, because that's what I actually use on my show dogs. I spray this on their coats for, when I show them, to keep them shiny, it won't hurt them. So they look at it. They think
so it's good for dogs and people?
Yeah, and people.
Horses?
And horses. Very
not
good.
Cats.
Not cats.
Poor kitty cats. They get left out of everything.
They do.
High maintenance.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to use for bites, and it's not, you know, it's not going to hurt them. And any kind of rash or even sunburn. That's great.
Speaking of, and you just brought that up, like what is a good rule for, like, if you're walking your dog or if you have a cat that'll walk outside, like what that rule about, like if the pavement's too hot, yeah, like don't
put your hand
on it.
Put your hand on the pavement. If it's too hot for your hand, or if you have flip flops on, take your flip flop off and stand on that. If you go, oh my God, I don't want to stand on that, then your dog does not want to stand on that either.
They'll start walking on the grass and anything they'll do to avoid. Yeah.
They can. I've seen some very bad burns from people walking their dogs on, and it's just senseless.
If they have and they've got little burn pads, which they put on
the coconut, that would work good. And it also, if they have a lot of dogs, if they don't get out a lot in the winter, they'll get really rough sandpaper pads. You can use that for that too. Or noses. Some breeds like Frenchies and stuff, they get really dried out. Bulldogs, they get really dried out, crusty noses. Mm-hmm. Some Goldens too. that works really good for that.
All right. Well, don't forget, guys, you can ask questions.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, you can add. She said, are you sure you can have enough to talk about? I'm like, oh, I can talk for days. She does have also titanium and copper wands. She does have we did pull, those were my example wands. We pulled some that she has here. Ruby feldspar, this is a good one. I've got one of these. They like this. This is a good crystal. If you have massage wands and you want to use them on your animals, I suggest I only use the round ones. I don't use the faceted or the pointed ones because the animals don't really like that. So you can get in here and with the rounded ones. This one is a little, it's got the cuts in it, but it's not sharp. It's atlantisite. This is a very nice one here. And ruby fuchsite as well. These are all good picks. Copper. Also, titanium, don't have that one. I might need to get that one. But what you can do, like, especially if you're a crystal collector like me, is if you have tumbles or if you have, you know, as long as your dog's not going to swallow them or your cat's not going to swallow them, because there are animals that like to eat things, take them out and put them on the table like this and see what you'll be surprised what they're drawn to. I did not realize I have 70 massage wands, but what I'll do is usually it's pain related for Ray and Rogue's neck or back, but I'll take some out and they will pick which one they will pick. They will ignore. And then they go, I want that one. And then it's the same with us. It's what they need. And then you look up, cause they'll pick some oddball thing, you know, pneumite. And you're like, okay, what? That's a weird, you know, how did I even find that? That's good. Right. And it's what they needed. So you can do that with tumbles. You can do that with your palm stones. Anything that, you know, if you have a collection and it's just interesting, even just in general, even if they don't have any pains or anything, to see what they go to.
Yeah, this is true. Well, I mean, hell, that's how Sith picked his name, you know, just what they know what they need and they'll pick it. And
yeah.
You know, they're little intelligent beings. They're not just little four-legged. Yeah,
no. My dogs are smarter than a lot of people that I've met, actually. People that I know, actually.
Well, one thing that we wanted to talk about briefly. So, you know, if you have your puppy or your cat and you're using all of the physical work, but if you wanted to do some metaphysical work to help them heal, we have a few versions of the little cat candles, and Nikki's going to be bringing in some dog. They weren't ready to come in, but Nikki makes these. And what you can do with these is your healing oils, even some of the product from Colleen to where it's going to go through spiritually. You can engrave the name of your pets.
You scribe the name in there.
Yeah. And even like what the ailment is and for the healing of it, anoint it, and then you can light it. You can set the stones around the candle as well to help charge the candle and add extra energy. So you can almost like work in healing with them
for sure.
Multiple facets to where they're getting an extra.
Jill Marcelet would like tips for soothing nervous, anxious cats.
I would try the rose quartz and lapidolite. If you can get lapidolite and work, you know, if you can find, do you have the lapidolite tumbles? Like smaller, a couple. Yeah, because of the tumble. We didn't pull any tumbles up here, but so when they're in a quiet place and you can even kind of grid around them a little bit and see if that would help, I think that would really help. Lapidolite is a great healer. I use it a lot. I use it a lot in jewelry. I make jewelry too. And that's one of the things that I think everybody needs to have is lapidolite.
Well, and the reason, you know, it's purple because of the lithium. And so eventually it does absorb into the pores. So making that grid for the cat, you know, four at least.
Yeah.
I always think of those videos where people take strips of tape and the cat sits in the middle of the tape.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, if you have a way to maybe get that lapidolite, like if they have a bed that they'll lay in, put it in the bed. That way they can't knock it away or eat it.
I wish I had I don't have a picture of it. Ray actually has a bed on top of his crate. It's like a donut bed. And so that's where those rock rose quartz are. And then I have like a pad over that so he's not laying on that. And then a blanket. So that's what you could do with the cat is if they have a bed. Mm-hmm. Put grid those underneath and then put a pad or a towel or a blanket just so they're they're laying on top of it, but not on top of it.
Right, they're getting the energy.
They're getting the energy with
cat traps.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. But lapidolite is, and with lapidolite, with people carrying stones, I always tell people, that's one I always put in my bra and not in my pocket because I don't want to put it in the washing machine. You know, if I have rose quartz or ami or whatever in my pocket and I throw my jeans in there, your lapidolite's not going to. So that way, and then it always ends up falling out. And
right. Or that you could use, we're out of the purple and blue, but Nikki will bring us more, like, you know, of the cat shape and put like a calming oil,
yeah,
like an amethyst, yes, or amethyst oil, which we do have that, but like, yeah, lavender.
Lavender is very good.
Chamomile.
Chamomile.
Mm-hmm. Stay away from the mints. Mints are energizing.
Yes.
So those nice soothing oils you could put on the cat as well.
Yeah.
For the candle, for that sympathetic.
Yeah, and definitely scribe their name into it because that's going to give your intention more.
And burn away from the cat where the cat can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are $5. There's a plethora of colors. I don't know if there's more colors or if that's all the colors. Or
we had somebody join in on Instagram there. Just to let them know, we're going over holistic ways of working with our animals, fur babies, what to do with and without essential oils, stones. You can catch the replay on this on our YouTube channel, to where you can go back and listen or watch the whole thing, because a lot of information's been going out about, you know, things you can and can't do for cats, dogs, horses, people, ticks, fleas, flea bites, all sorts of things.
And please, if anybody has any questions, just roll them out there, because I know I'm not
living encyclopedia of animals.
I've literally spent my entire lifetime working with animals. That's what I do. I mean, that's
what about dog skin conditions?
What type of skin condition?
Wow, that's a good question. Well, allergies and yeast.
Yeast is bad. A lot of it is diet related, and a lot of people don't realize if you spray your yard. A lot of people don't realize that how much dogs and cats suck up into their paw pads. That goes right into their systems. So I've had conversations with people that, oh my God, my dog just got this huge allergy. All of a sudden, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a lawn service? Well, yeah, I have True Greener or whatever. Well, and did you let your dog ride? Oh yeah. Well, that's your issue right there. So a lot of things, and even detergent. Some dogs can be just like us. They can be, and cats too. Watch your detergent. Go to one that has no fragrance free. That could be an issue as well.
What about like that? Is it Dreft?
Dreft is good.
Babies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dreft is very good. I've used that myself. So that can be in food. So those are usually the most common. It's usually, sometimes it's genetic, but it's usually food or environment. If you're having an allergic type situation.
Well, my dog's allergic to grass. So, I actually have like a balm that I made that I put on his feet, except apparently it tastes really good because they
lick it off. Yeah.
I was wondering if there were any other techniques or, you know.
You could try, I can give you some of my Jhonal and see if that works, because it's going to absorb in there. What you can do is spray the Jhonal on there and then put your balm over it. So it's going to keep that in there. So there's going to be something in there until it gets licked off. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
it's gonna kind of amalgamate that kind of in there.
Do oatmeal baths work for dogs?
Like they do.
For people?
They do.
So they oatmeal do. Baths.
Oatmeal baths.
Maybe not cats. Cats don't like baths anyway. At least mine doesn't.
And
mine's
being
okay
for days.
a very serious dog trainer. Like I said, I have multiple number one in the country dogs. That's training is my life. But even if you're not going to show or do your dogs, when you get a new puppy or a new kitten, really take the time to touch their feet, touch their ears, so that it makes it easier for the vet. Open their mouth, look at their teeth, get them all used to that. So when they get their nails trimmed, it's not traumatic. When they get their ears cleaned, it's not traumatic. As soon as you get them, there's no waiting. None of this, it's got to be 6 months old. It's got to be, no. Soon as you get them, immediately start touching their feet, touching, looking everywhere, picking at it. Oh, let me do it. And then reward. Give them a treat. Oh, when they're still. Not when it's like crazy, but when they're still. And it will make a huge difference. Your vet and your groomer will really appreciate it.
I know, like Sith, when I first got him and he was, you know, bitty, now he's big. I made a point of petting him everywhere. Mm-hmm. he has no problem with you rubbing his belly. He'll actually roll over so you can rub his belly, his feet. And he's one of the few cats I've ever seen where if he doesn't want you, he does not do the whole pet, pet twice and then bite you. If he's tired of you touching him, he just gets up and walks away. Like just out of arm length because he still wants to be by you. He just doesn't want you touching him.
Yep.
But he's very tolerant of everything. Yeah.
It will make a huge difference in your pet's life if you do that right from the beginning. Because nails are, a lot of dogs don't like their nails cut. A lot of cats don't like their nails cut. They don't like their ears cleaned. And these are all things that just have to be done. I mean, it's a health issue. And then if they have, you know, if they have a tick, you need to be able to, they need to be able to, and to be still, just to settle. So we say settle.
Oh, I saw this great thing. If you're cutting your dog's nails, you wrap cellophane, plastic wrap around your head and put peanut butter on your forehead.
Oh,
so they're distracted licking the peanut butter on your forehead and you've got the perfect angle viewing spot to just clip their nails real quick while they're busy.
Hey.
It works.
I actually saw a better one and I really want it. It's a sling because I specialized in grooming aggressive dogs that vets refused for 20 years and I didn't muzzle them. I just had this way. I have a 4-pound dog that I bred. I've had her since she was an egg and a sperm and she's the worst dog for nails that I've ever. So it's a sling the legs go through and it's a sling so they can't like their, and then you just, and I'm like, I need that because she's.
It's 7:43. Do you want to go through a few more products?
Why don't we real quick go through your sprays and stuff again? That way, if anybody wants to,
do you want to go through some other stuff or the tear or anything? Or
well, why don't we do yours first and then we can go through? That way, if they have questions, we're here because we can go through some of the other stuff real quick. So we have your sage and sponge.
My sage that has been here and selling out for a while.
Safe for dogs.
Yeah, you can just don't spray it on the dog. But you can definitely spray it in the room and the areas. I spray it around my dogs, especially if we've had a bad dog show or we're in the car and everyone and we're staging and so
it's 2 ounces and $12.
Smudge is ten.
The calm
one is the one that's 12. That one is there's a little bit more to this one. So that's the one that's 12. Anybody that missed and came in late, this is for people, dogs and horses. It's my number one bestseller for thunder, fireworks, phobias, PTSD. Rescue dogs is great if you get a rescue animal in and they're not so sure of their surroundings when you first get them in. You spray their crate pad or their towel or their blanket, whatever, spray them. 1 to 2 sprays to start with. I like to spray their chest because that way if they're moving around, it's waking up. Do not spray them in the face. That's rude. so that's a great one. And for you, you can just spray it all over yourself if you need it. I have a lot of people that use this for themselves. And I do make it in a roller version for people. Put it on your pulse points. That really helps calm if you're in a situation where you need.
So good for anxiety.
Very good for anxiety. Test taking. I make one. I have a lot of people that buy for their children that have trouble, at school or whatever. And I took it down a little bit. It's not strong, but I make a special one that's for children.
Okay.
So it's a little bit. So if anybody has a smaller child, not like a teenager, but a smaller child, I have a version I can make that it's been very effective as far as for that as well. I don't like fireworks. I mean, I like to look at them, but I don't like the noise from a firework. Our house was struck by lightning when I was a freshman in high school. Lightning struck 10 feet from my bed, actually knocked me out of bed. The whole house burned down. I lost everything I owned. So loud noises and me I don't like. Except Pearl Jam concerts, that's good loud noise. But
you got to pick that one.
I picked that one. But so any time, and you can reapply as often as you need. Number one bestseller. As far as that, we went over the flea sensitive, which is good for fleas, flies, and mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are going to be bad this year because it's Ohio is now Seattle without the Pearl Jam. All it does is rain. Also, you'll notice, especially last year with the humidity, the flies were actually biting really bad.
Yeah.
So this really works well for flies. I hate getting bit by flies because that hurts.
Could you actually spray like your porch furniture with that too?
Oh yeah, yeah. I spray everything. When I go to the dog shows and I set up what's called an X pen, it's just a little pendant area. What I actually do is I spray the grass. I spray all around the pen and the grass that it's and I spray my car or the crates. You know, if they're going to be in the crates for a little while in the car, I spray all that so that nothing comes.
So, too, like if you were having a cookout and you had a tablecloth, cloth tablecloth, yes. This is safe enough that you could spray the tablecloth, too.
Yeah, you can spray the tablecloth. A lot of people with the Calm one, too, and with this, you can also, if you put it like a bandana or something on your dog, you can spray that so you'll have an area where it's going to stay for a little bit longer.
Would that work for a cat if it's on the bandana? Or is it still too close to get in?
The enzyme, they can't. Yeah, they can't.
Gotcha. No kitty cats.
What you can do, and that's why I didn't look at my notes. One of the things I wanted to say, in addition to bathing with the Dawn, you can use diatomaceous earth is a really good one for your yard, and you can use it on your rugs, and you can even use it on dogs and cats. And chickens, for those of you that have chickens.
We got Nikki behind, and she's helping with... So, Nikki, you are all things about chickens.
I love my chickens.
Quail.
I did. I love
chickens,
my chickens.
Quail.
It's a great... The only thing with using it... Now, if you're going to use it in your yard, say you have a problem with fleas, it's going to go away when it rains.
Also, depending, go lightly because it will also kill earthworms. You know,
you don't need
to powder
the place. What I use it for is because like I said, I have 2 acres of trees. I have carpenter ants, and I'm highly chemical sensitive. Like they sprayed my house, just the roof of the house for carpenter ants, and I got I was in the house and I was sick for 3 days.
Tapule wants to know if you can use essential oils in a humidifier.
In a diffuser. I've never used them.
There are humidifiers that you can use essential oils. They come with a special compartment.
You have to make sure that it's one that can take, because otherwise the oil is not going to mix with the water and you're going to have.
Right.
Yeah.
And just plus, it can destroy your humidifier. Yeah. So be careful about
even
that.
With
but they do
misters,
sell them.
You want to make sure the essential oil is just the oil and it's not already in with a carrier, because the carrier will clog up your machine working too.
Yeah, and some bottles too. Like these are all glass. I only use brown glass. You don't want to ever leave your essential oils out in the sun, either in the heat or in your car. Make sure they're in the shade. And if you're going to use a plastic bottle, you have to make sure they're a PET bottle, because those won't degrade with the essential oils, which just a regular old plastic bottle can. But the diatomaceous earth I use for the carpenter ants, because I have all these trees. So I put it, I buy food grade just for around the house, because again, I have minions that eat anything. And if you're going to do, your yard, a cheaper way to do it is to do like pool filter diatomaceous earth. Just make sure it's only strictly diatomaceous earth, and you can put that in your yard. And like I said, you put it on your rugs and then leave it in your rugs, because it kills the fleas and then vacuum it up.
Okay.
And you can use it on your animals as well. But don't like powder them to death. You know, you don't need a lot.
And don't breathe it.
Yeah. And don't let them breathe it. Don't put it in there.
It's essentially little shards of silica. It will literally
tear
up your lungs.
Like crustacean bodies.
Oh, that's what happens with malachite.
Right.
I can't touch malachite. It burns my hands. I literally cannot touch malachite. It burns my hands.
I have a lot of people that will buy malachite. They're like, well, I'm going to go home and drill it. I'm like, please don't.
Let me lick this bumblebee jasper.
Like when they make jewelry with malachite, like it's cut underwater because you will bleed from your nose, your eyes, you know, your ears, even if it. Please don't cut malachite by yourself, guys.
No malachite for the animals either.
All right, so we're getting towards the end of our hour here before like Instagram kicks us off. If there's any last minute questions for Colleen about animals, pets, organic ways to work with them, be it stones, essential oils, we've got a little bit of time to answer that. So what would be your favorite thing to use with them? Like your go-to that you use the most?
As far as oils or crystals?
Crystals.
I love the biggest go-to is the rose quartz, because it's kind of the almighty helper of everything. I think rose quartz, because it's it's the love stone. I mean, it's right. The heart stone. It's the love stone.
The pink quartz.
And like I said, this roller is a great idea.
Not just for people.
Not just for people. Pets for animals too.
Yeah.
It's so that is the go-to stone for me. And Melissa has some. We pulled some little hearts here.
Janelle wants to know, what do you use for a yeasty dog on their skin? I do vinegar soaks.
Yeah.
A lot of vinegar in warm water.
Sometimes it's diet. Sometimes it's genetic. And you have to make sure that you keep them dry. Anything like with cockers or any cockers are just one of the ones that are horrible with yeast.
And yeast really likes the ears. I clean his ears every day because we do have a big problem.
And that's the best thing to do is clean the ears, but you want to make sure that I like to use wipes rather than any kind of swab. You know, I'll do swabs when I'm getting technical.
Yeah,
with,
I have
crop dogs.
I agree.
But something that's going to have alcohol in it, just because it's going to dry faster. You don't want to add more water to the water yeast situation that you have going on and put more moisture in there. So if it's a drop ear dog,
he gets mad when I start sticking.
Yeah. And it hurts. It hurts. Yeah. And sometimes they get really sore and then it hurts. So if it's a drop ear dog, you know, flip the ear, wipe it, and then leave, you know, have them stay there with you for a few minutes so they dry out. With them flipped back so they dry out, and then you can even pat them dry, and just keep that moisture out is going to be your biggest help with that.
So there you go. Yeast, keep the moisture out. Try vinegar soaks. Keep the ears clean.
Clean.
Clean ears. That seems to go a long way. And then worst case scenario, you can get an anti-yeast medication from the pharmacist from the veterinarian. Tammy has a 14-year-old Yorkie who has seizures. Do you have any recommendations for her?
The calm would help.
The calm
would help. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard because, they don't know, when they come out of it, you know, sometimes it takes them a while to get back to normal. So what you can do is, either as they're seizuring, and I've had seizuring dogs, it's not fun. I know it's scary and it's sad. But if they're on a blanket or a pad or in their bed, you can spray, the pad or the blanket, and that will help it'll help once they come out of it.
Angelites,
celestite,
they're calming stones that you can keep in that area.
Calm.
Jill would like to know if you have a website or Instagram, because she'd love to read more about your product.
I have a Facebook with Talisman, and I do have, I'm working on a website right now. I'm revamping
Talisman Aroma. Aromatics?
Aromatics.
Aromatics.
Talisman Aromatic. Yeah.
So Talisman.
On Facebook. And I do have a lot of information on my jewelry art is the Water Within Studio. There's some stuff on that's my Instagram. So I do sometimes put Talisman stuff on the Water Within Studio Instagram, but on Facebook I have the actual Talisman Aromatics. And if you want to order, or if you want to discuss a custom blend or whatever, just message me and I will get back with you as soon as possible.
Now Colleen's going to be recording classes soon that will be available for like purchase, download. There'll be longer in-depth classes on different topics for pets, animals, even training. So if you're having issues, you know, trying to train animals, there will be classes available for that. You know, and depending on if there's other topics that you would like to talk to Colleen about, you know, let us know. We can always have her come back. We can do extra lives after hours when the store's closed, because, you know, there's nobody in here but us, you know, because we're more than willing to do this more often.
I did want to come back and talk about the tick stuff, but
yeah, we'll do
I didn't want to. I had to order oil, so I didn't. If a lot of people wanted the oil, I didn't want to have them to wait. So I wanted to make sure we had it on hand. If anybody was coming over the weekend or wanted to order online and have it shipped, I wanted to be prepared. So I didn't want anybody to wait. So we'll talk about that, because that's a danger for people and animals.
And definitely check out the Goddess Elite YouTube, subscribe, because anything that we do like this, automatically goes there too. So you can always go back and watch it again or pick up something that maybe you were stuck at work and you couldn't join us. You can go back and watch it.
And if you have a question, if you watch the live and then you have, well, I want to know about this, just go to the Talisman Aromatics Facebook page and send me a message and I will be glad to answer it.
Yeah, because there was a lot of great information in the beginning too that, you know, if you came in late, you might want to
I've been talking for an hour. Yeah. I have not shut up.
Right. Yeah, so, there was a lot going on in this one.
We talked a lot. So I wanted to get a lot of stuff out there because there's not a lot of information about familiars and working with our animals and crystals. There's not a lot out there.
That brings up a good point. The difference between just a pet, which they're not just pet, they're family, but a pet and a familiar. What would you say? Yeah. I know what my definition would be, but what would be the difference?
My dogs are my children, so I couldn't exist without my dogs. They're the reason I'm alive. They just give me life. So, you know, there are a lot of people, but there's a spiritual bond with my animals that they're my familiars. And I have a lot of totem animals. I'm a big person with totem animals. I was looking for Farmer's Book because that's my favorite. When I see an animal, I'm like, okay, what does this mean for me today? And it's always right on. It's like, we both saw a rabbit recently.
Melissa and I are going to tame that rabbit. Yeah. We will be petting that rabbit by the end of summer.
So what does it mean to you? What do you?
Well, kind of like the difference, the familiar for me is the one that aids in like your magical, your spiritual, your healing work. Like they're right there next to you.
Yeah.
And
those are my totems. I call those my spirit spirit animals.
You know, and then your pets, like you don't love them any less, but they could care less what you're doing spiritually, magically. They're just like, oh, mom's doing that.
I might disagree with that just because I have two like crystal klepto dogs that like are like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, okay, can I see it first? I just brought it home.
Right. You know, because I've had both where I've had, you know, the little fur baby that wanted the attention, that wanted to be loved on, but like just couldn't care less about anything spiritual. And then there's the one that's always
but you're talking right about cats. Cats.
I used to have two schnauzers, two little min schnauzers. One was salt and pepper female and the other one was a snow white one. His name was Abominable Monster, but we called him Monster for short. Shotzi the female, salt and pepper, you know, was cool with all of this stuff.
I didn't, but I know a lot of people that had Shotzi.
She picked her name.
She
picked her name. Monster, it was between Abominable Monster or Balfour from the Neverending Story because he looked like both. But we went with Abominable Monster because I liked calling him Monster.
It's cute.
You know, Shotzi was kind of cool with all of that. Anything we were doing, Monster, you know, whatever. He wanted to go play with the kids. He didn't care, you know, what anything was going on. But either way, if they're your familiar or just your lovable pet, you know, same thing applies, like how to care for them, how to, you know, help nurture them physically as well as spiritually.
We should do a talk on familiars.
Finding familiars.
And totem animals.
From beginning to end.
We should do that. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, because we could talk about how we picked them.
The animal cards. That'd be a good one coming up.
I saw the ass end of a cat walking around my house, like going around corners before I got sick. So I knew that there was a cat coming. That was a fun journey. And I think he's actually a cat that I have before
come back.
Yeah. So we should do that.
That'd be a good one.
Okay. Well, we are down to just under 2 minutes, at least with Instagram. So with that, we want to thank Colleen for coming in. And I think we've already decided what one of our next new topics will be on familiars and how we, that one will require, I think,
and
some
Melissa, what are we doing on the 6th?
On the 6th, that is the Healing Cauldrons. Join us. Nikki and I will be together. We'll have a fire going, be it in a little cauldron or a bonfire, depending on weather and where we have to do this at. But join us live. We will be writing down intentions, healing work, anything you want to share that you want to have some extra, you know, community put in. We'll kind of burn it for that intention on the 6th in the evening. So join us for that, you know. BS, meet some new friends online, meet us on person. Well, not in person because we'll be closed, but
we have a fairly informal night of
it'll be informal. Chit-chat
and intentions.
Yeah, yeah, intentions, goodwill for everybody. Join in. Yeah, so we'll keep.
Bring your wine, because we're bringing ours.
The wine.
They didn't bring it tonight. I heard there was going to be wine, and I where's the wine? There's no wine.
Too much allergies, too much Benadryl. Yeah. If you see me blinking, it's because I want to scratch my eyes out right now. So yeah, join us on the 6th, and we'll have a crystal and candle sale later in June. I got to make the artwork for that and put it up, so you can join us for that one. Cool. But yeah, subscribe to us on YouTube, keep up with us, and we will see everybody soon, if not next Thursday.
That was fun. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night. Bye. Bye. Faces, people.